There's nothing worse than silence. You had a great donor call. They said they were interested. They asked all the right questions. They even smiled when you told them the impact story. Then you followed up and nothing. No reply. No donation. Just crickets. Today, we fix that. Hey, I'm Tom Kelly, and this is The Million Dollar Nonprofit, where we help you scale, streamline, and supercharge your fundraising using AI and automations that actually make your life easier. Today's episode is simple but powerful. I'm handing you 7 follow-up prompts that saved a $25,000 gift. Word for word. Copy, paste, send. Because here's what most people do after a donor meeting. They send one email, usually too formal, too vague, too slow. They don't want to be annoying. But the truth, the follow-up is the work. Let me tell you the story real quick. We had a nonprofit leader, solo founder. She pitched a $25,000 partnership to a local business owner. The call went well. They asked for more information. She followed up once, nothing. And she was about to let it go. But we jumped in. We used ChatGPT to create a 7-touch follow-up sequence, scheduled it, personalized it, let it run. 10 days later, the donor replied, "Thanks for staying in touch. Let's do it." $25,000 saved because of the follow-up. Let's break it down. Prompt 1, the immediate recap, sent within 2 hours of the meeting. Prompt, write a short personal follow-up email after a nonprofit meeting. Recap one key takeaway, thank the donor for their time, and attach a 1-page overview of the opportunity. Keep it under 150 words. Why it works? It shows you're professional, grateful, and organized. Most people forget to send this. It sets the tone. Prompt 2, the 2-day check-in prompt. Write a friendly check-in email asking if they had a chance to review the partnership overview. Reaffirm your excitement to work together and offer to answer questions. Send this 2 days after the recap. Still no pressure, just presence. Prompt 3, the soft nudge, sent 4 to 5 days after the meeting. Prompt, write a short, polite follow-up email checking in on next steps. Mention that you're finalizing campaign timelines and would love to include their partnership. This introduces light urgency without pushing. Prompt 4, the reframe. Now it's been a week, still no reply, change the angle. Prompt, write an email reframing the donor partnership as a community leadership opportunity. Emphasize their potential visibility and alignment with the mission. This switches from, do you want to give, to look what you could lead. That change in perspective, game changer. Prompt 5, the story follow-up. Instead of asking for a decision, send them something to feel. Prompt, write a donor update email that tells the story of someone helped by the program. Include a photo and a 1-sentence thank you to the donor for even considering being part of it. It's not a follow-up, it's a re-inspiration. Prompt 6, the text bump. If you have their number, this works like magic. Prompt, write a short text to check in with a potential donor after a meeting. Keep it casual. Just a quick nudge to see if they had any questions. Example, hey, first name, just checking in to see if you had any questions on our end. No rush at all, just wanted to follow up before the week gets away from both of us. Sends a signal, you're still here, still available, still human. Prompt 7, the close or circle back. At the 10-day mark, you make it easy for them to say yes or not yet. Prompt, write a follow-up email giving the donor 2 options. Move forward now or check back in a month. Keep it relaxed and low pressure. Why it works? Because it creates a container. Most donors aren't ghosting you because they're not interested. They're busy. Your job? Stay top of mind without being over the top. Now, how do you send all this without losing your mind? Use automation. Set these up in ConvertKit or Mailshake. Add if-then logic. If they reply, stop the sequence. If not, keep it going. You can write all 7 emails in one go using ChatGPT. Prompt, write a 7-part donor follow-up email sequence for a nonprofit seeking a major gift. Each message should be friendly, under 150 words, and spaced over 10 days. You can even add, include different tones, recap, reminder, story, text message, and reframe. Now you're not guessing what to say, but you're building a donor follow-up system, one that feels warm, thoughtful, persistent, but never pushy. Real talk, most major gifts are lost in the silence, not in the ask. The leader who follows up wins. Let's land this with three action steps you can take today. Step one, prompt ChatGPT to write a full 7-email donor follow-up sequence. Use the exact prompt I just gave you. Step two, pick your platform, ConvertKit, Mailshake, or DonorBooks, and build the automation. Step three, start using this sequence after every high-stakes donor conversation. No more wondering what to say next. You've got it ready. If you want the exact 7 emails from today's episode, DM me the word AI and I'll send you the follow-up formula pack, complete with templates and subject lines that convert. Make sure to subscribe to the $1 Million Nonprofit so you don't miss a single daily shortcut. And grab my book, The $1 Million Nonprofit, on Amazon. It's your toolkit for doing more with less and never feeling behind again. And tomorrow, we're getting meta. It's called How to Train Your AI Assistant to Sound Just Like You. You'll learn how to use ChatGPT to become your voice in emails, in texts, in proposals, so you can delegate your writing without losing your magic. See you tomorrow.